This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Tom Swarbrick.
Very good evening to you. 2 minutes past 10 is the time. You're listening to Late Night with Tom Swarbrick here on LBC. Welcome to the programme tonight, where we are waiting, as I'm sure you would expect us to be, for an imminent verdict in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who is charged with the murder and manslaughter of the death of George Floyd. We have been expecting the jury to return their verdict in that courtroom in Minneapolis for the last half an hour or so, but as is the case with some of these things, they can be prolonged. Before we actually get to the decision, we are standing by to take you to the courthouse live as and when that happens. I've got reporters in Minnesota, I've got reporters across the United States to gauge reaction from that country. But I will, of course, come to your views after we've heard the verdict about what you make of it, how important it is to you, what it means to you to see whatever it is the result is going to be. Simon Marks is with us tonight, LBC's US correspondent. Very good evening to you, Simon. Just bring us up to speed, if you can, sir, with what it is that Derek Chauvin is charged with and what those offences carry in terms of jail sentence.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. Derek Chauvin is facing three charges relating to the killing of George Floyd on May the 25th last year. That incident seen around the world on the video that went viral that showed Derek Chauvin with his knee placed against George Floyd's neck and back. The most serious charge that he faces is second degree murder, which is punishable by up to 40 years in prison. The middle charge that he faces of lesser gravity than the second degree murder charge is third degree murder, which is punishable by up to 25 years in prison. And the charge of least seriousness that he faces is a manslaughter charge that carries a sentence of 10 years maximum. The judge is now in the courtroom, Judge Peter Cahill, behind his desk. So this is clearly about to begin. We're about to learn the verdict in this trial, and we'll hear on each of those three counts what the jury has found.
Let's have a listen in and dip into the courtroom as we wait. And here come the jury now, as you heard the judge. And so we watch the jury enter the courtroom as people rise, masked, as one would expect, given the times that we live in. And as the jury come in to take their seats, having been sequestered away from all sorts of forms of media and communication, so they can't hear from the outside world, but now they are here in front of the entire world, waiting to deliver their verdict, taking their seats now. We'll take you back into the courtroom. The judge waiting to have the jury sit.
Members of the jury, I will now read the verdicts as they will appear in the permanent records of the 4th Judicial District. State of Minnesota, County of Hennepin, District Court, 4th Judicial District. State of Minnesota Plaintiff versus Derek Michael Chauvin, Defendant. Verdict, Count 1. Court File Number 27, CR20-12646. We, the jury, in the above-entitled matter as to Count 1, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:44 p.m. Signed, juror foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 2. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 2, third degree murder, perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Signed by jury foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 3. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 3, second degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Jury foreperson 019. Members of the jury, I'm now going to ask you individually if these are your true and correct verdicts. Please respond yes or no. Juror number 2, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 9, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 19, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 27, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 44, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 52, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 55, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 79, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 85, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 89, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 91, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 92, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Are these your verdicts, so say you one, so say you all?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Members of the jury, I find that the verdicts as read reflect the will of the jury and will be filed accordingly. I have to thank you on behalf of the people of the state of Minnesota for not only jury service, but heavy-duty jury service. What I'm going to ask you to do now is to follow the deputy back into your usual room, and I will join you in a few minutes to answer questions and to advise you further. So, all rise for the jury.
Judge Peter Cahill there, having those verdicts read out, that Derek Chauvin has been found guilty on all three counts, second-degree murder, third-degree murder, second-degree manslaughter. Simon Marks rejoins us tonight, our LBC US correspondent. And the camera never left the face of Derek Chauvin as those guilty verdicts were read out.
No, that's correct, Tom. He's now standing in the court as the jury leaves in a charcoal suit with a blue tie and a white shirt. He blinked several times, but he was otherwise impassive, not least because he's wearing a face mask as a result of COVID-19. We're now waiting to find out precisely what takes place next in the courtroom. Highly likely that prosecutors will want Derek Chauvin immediately taken into custody. He has been found guilty on all the charges that he faces. This is going to be a moment for Derek Chauvin now to realise that he is looking at substantial amounts of jail time on that most serious charge, second degree murder, up to 40 years in prison. Mm. And a moment that outside this courtroom is going to be soaked up by the demonstrators on the streets as they realise that on this occasion, the justice that they argue has been so often denied in other cases involving the police has actually on this occasion been granted. And now Derek Chauvin being handcuffed by a sheriff's deputy and being led out of the courtroom, he is being taken immediately into custody as this proceeding comes to an end with the judge. I didn't quite catch there, Tom, when they're going to move forward with the penalty phase of this. I think they said in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, but several Derek weeks' Chauvin, time.
Derek Chauvin now moving immediately into custody.
Simon, stand by. Let's go live to the streets of Minneapolis. Dina Winter is a reporter for the Minnesota Reformer, been covering this.